I'm Alex Chedwick. This is Day to Day. If hip-hop culture can be said to have a founding father, the designation perhaps should go to Russell Simmons. He started rap music's most illustrious record label, Def Jam. Now he's the producer of two different TV documentaries about hip-hop, both on tonight at 10 o'clock on different cable channels. So, which one to watch? Here's Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.
Court TV is introducing Hip-Hop Justice tonight, the first in a series of specials from Simmons exploring hip-hop's links to the criminal world. This one walks the often blurry line dividing the lyrics and lives of many of hip-hop's stars. Often enough, the very violence rappers describe is inspired by their reality. From the murders of rap legends Biggie and Tupac, to the many misdemeanors of the genre's lesser names, the documentary delves beyond the headlines to explore the often complicated way truth and fiction overlap. Take the plight of the unfortunately named New Orleans rapper C. Murder, currently awaiting sentencing for a murder he may very well have not committed. As Hip Hop Justice examines, everything from his name to his lyrics seems to have influenced his case. It's a sobering realization the rapper's lawyer pinpoints as a crucial factor.
Part of the evidence that they offered for why he should be denied bond were the lyrics to his songs. What does his lyrics have to do with whether or not he should be given bond? So does his profession, does his line of work, does hip-hop play some role in these things? Apparently it did to these folks.
VH1's And You Don't Stop devotes the entire week to a fuller history of the music and its culture. It has the considerable advantage of 5 hours over 5 nights that began Monday, but VH1 is sure to air them repeatedly. It puts hip-hop in the larger context beyond its criminal leanings. We get a feel for the people who put it on the map, unknown artists who are responsible for generating a music that blossomed out of the Bronx into a global phenomenon. The rappers on Simmons' Def Jam label are more than well represented here, but their prominent placement is well earned. Run DMC, the Beastie Boys, and Public Enemy form the holy trinity of hip-hop's early years. And You Don't Stop gets great color commentary on the evolution of hip-hop from those on the front lines, like rapper DMC of Run DMC's first impressions of the Aerosmith song Walk This Way. It's the song the group would remake into a monster hit.
How are we going to make this record over when we have never even heard what the vocals on it sound like? We heard, this is what me and Run called it, hillbilly gibberish. This is how it sounded to us. Crazy.
To this day, it's a couple words wrong, because we didn't know what the hell he said right there.
Dude got on the phone. Yo, we ain't doing this. We ain't doing this. We gonna write some vocals, we coming in and do it. No, y'all gonna learn those lyrics. Me and Run thought, Russell and Rick, you're trying to ruin us.
So here's a tip. Skip Simmons' Court TV documentary. His VH1 program covers the same ground. It's not that Hip-Hop Justice doesn't tell a worthy story, but sometimes it seems like that's the only story the mainstream hears about when hip-hop's seedier elements make the headlines. It's high time hip-hop gets recognition for its artistic merit and takes its rightful place alongside jazz and blues.
Andrew Wallenstein covers the television industry for The Hollywood Reporter and writes about television for Day to Day.